The Mechaim of Visions, the Chazatik Lebracha, once said that Shabbos is Nutrikun Simcha B'Simchas Torah. And the MS, all the Sforim HaKadoshim, all the Tzaddikim said that Shabbos Bereishis HaBalei L'Toivo is the Hashlama, the completion of Simchas Torah. And you do the word that it's said from the Maggid of Chernobyl and the Kutit to say from the Kutit Torah, that we, the Arizal is Miyasin and the Zmiras Shabbos, we say, Yehi Rava Kamei Desishrei Alame, that the Tzaddikim Taich, that the Kedusha, that the Hashpos of Tishrei should be Chal on us the whole year. And the creditor points out, Meridik, it's like, Tomim Tia, Gimatria 910, is Gimatria Tishrei. Tomim Tia, Hashem Olikecha, is Gimatria Shabbos Kodesh. So Shabbos, talking about Shabbos Bereishis, which by the way, Shabbos Bereishis is the Yisod, all the Kabbalah from the Alter Rebbe, B'Shem the Maggid, B'Shem the Baal Shem Tiv, B'Shem Achi Ashiloni, that all the Hashbos, the Shabbosos, the Yavim Toivim, the Simchas HaKolim, and the way they have Proti, Bar Mitzvahs, and Chasmas, and all good things of the whole year, the Mokar, the Eir, the Chayas, comes from Shabbos Bereishis. The Mittler Rebbe used to give a bracha, that Mizol Der Herin, the Giluyim from Shabbos Bereishis, of Agamzior. Why is that? Because Shabbos Bereishis is really the completion of all the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Sukkot and Shemini Atzeres, Simchas Torah. And therefore, it's a gewaltiger special simcha on the Shabbos. In fact, the Tzvila Tzaddik says, the Pasuk says, "Sos anuichel im rosecha kemoitish al rov." And he explains every yontif, normal the Gibel Regolim, each gives us a certain brach begashmis. On Pesach you had beads, the Traya beads, Ayom. On Shavuos you have Bikurim, the Eres Ilonis. On Chagasukis you have the Asifa or the Tfuah. Says David HaMelech, Soson Neichel Imros Echo. What's the simcha on the regal achas on Shemini Atzeres? It doesn't increase your bank account, right? So he said, Alim Rosecha, it's in Torah. And he points out, Alim Rosecha is Gimatria La'enei Kol Yisro. We're making a seal of Torah, which is a simcha, which is also Gimatria Atzeres in Makar. Kim Moitzi Shalol Rav, which is also being matched three times regal, but then the Tzvila Tzaddik says it's also the community Shalom Rav is connected to Shabbos Bereishis. In Tassan, Shalom Rav is Gimachia Oir Hagonus L'Tzadikim, right? Gidua, the famous word, the Degel brings B'Shem Zayn, the Moshemdim, that when the Abish did this parish at the beginning, is going is the Oir, right? Where was he going? Torah. And that every Shabbos, as we'll, it's interesting. All my shiur the last three times I was here, Rosh Hashanah, for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, the basic underlying theme is that Tishrei is the going back to Gan Eden, to undo the girush of the tikkun of the chedet zedas. And we'll soon say every Shabbos is a yid goes back to Gan Eden, is mesakin the chedet, right? And therefore, Shalom Rav, one comes back to the oyer which was hidden. But the Eibishter was going is the Eir L'Tzadikim L'Aslovi. The famous Rebbe Elimelech, he says, that mean L'Aslovi means in the future. It means in the future there will be Tzadikim who will be able to tap into the Eir Hagonos. When the Emes every Yid, through Torah, the Hoira, Raisa, is able to tap into this Eir. So when we start reading the 53 Sidri Raisa, which is, by the way, Gan, right, as the Zohar says, because we go back to Gan Eden, that's where Shabbos is in Oynik Shabbos. Oynik stands for Nu, Eden, Nor, Gan, as it's important. Hello? Yeah? Yeah? What? We go, in other words, every Shabbos we go back to Gan Eden. That's the bottom line. And therefore, this Shabbos is the Iker Shabbos when we actually read about it, where all the brachas, the chayas, the earth, the whole year is found in the Shabbos. If you don't believe me, Bereishis Bar Elikim is Gimatrius Imakoyel Shmini Atzeres Achagazeh, you read the Shmini Atzeres. And how does the Torah end? Moshe Le'enik on Yisrael, which is Gimatria Shabbos Kodesh, and Bereishis is Gimatria Sholosh Regolim, which is Gimatria Pesach Bikurim and Sukkos Imakoyel. In other words, the end of the Torah, Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, and Parshas Bereishis is what Hemshech, and which has in it the Kedusha of the whole year. And that's why we say, the famous word from Rebbe Meshvish, Rashi begins, Ma Tam Posach Bevreishis, how Gishmak is the fact that the Torah starts the Torah with the word Bereishis. So what's Pshat? Let me just throw out three questions, which are just keys to get into the sugi. It's not the, The interesting chido. The chido brings in the Sefer Nachum Kedumim, right? That Bereishis is Rashi Tevis bekol rav avorech Hashem Hashem Tov. Then he adds what is for him. Bereishis is mutrikun. Omen Yeheshmer Rabba Tane bekol. When you answer Omen Yeheshmer Rabba, you answer with passion, with gusto, with fervor. Okay, and just Derek Agav, I'll just add. There was a bacher in an American yeshiva bar. I had a friend who went to learn in the Mir in July. And the bacher in America wrote to his friend. Those days people didn't call. Just, you know. So he told his friend that he's never in America. And his son, he has sveikus in Amunah. The hirurim of kfira mamish, right? And it's driving him. He has no serenity, no tranquility in life. He's out of his mind, right? And he doesn't know where to turn, what to do. The bacher learned the Mir Yerushalayim. Where did he go? He went to the Beis Yisrael. Ask him an eight. So he, the Beis Yisrael said, "Go and tell him that he should answer Omin Yishmer Rabba with a kol, with a kach, with his ears, because the Gemara says in Shabbos that Omin Yishmer Rabba, even if he's Oyved Avin Dezoro, his the Koyin Lo Gzartin, you take away his Avedus. So even though he's already Oyved Avin Dezoro, Alach is Kama Vekama, so he's only suffering from like pre, whatever here." Right? And he said, you should be fasted with Bishmi. This was Shvat Tov Shin Lamed Zayin. Right? And the Bacher from Mir Yerushalayim couldn't, why did the Ger Rebbe, the Beis Yisrael, say to say it over Bishmi and publicize it to his Chaver? The embassy says, in those days, the post in Yisrael ain't too good. By the time it came to America, the Beis Yisrael was already in the Stalin, the Ginzei Merebbe. And even though normally it was everything was behested, but for say less, he would always send people to do the geschlichas and to go, but without being behested him. But here he won't be in the world when the recipient receives the letter, and he wanted to know this is something of great importance, and therefore he told him to say Om Min Yeshmer. He didn't care that the fast and Moishes, he won't be alive anymore, right? And the MS is there was a one of the Gerachos after the Stalkos of Beis Yisrael. The Pnei Menachem, his old brother, eventually became Rebbe. He turned to him and says, "Did you know my brother, the Rebbe?" He said, "A bit. I didn't really know him. He didn't know him at all." He said, "I was Mahar, looked after him like all the years." And I'll just tell you, and his avoyde was niflo. It was always about snake. I'll give you just one example. If you daven in Ger, the Beis Yisrael used to like, it was wild. He said, and when it came to Omin Yishmer Rabba, he used to put a throw over his talus and turn to the kindlach. He used to be allowed to stand next to him in the back of him. And he used to make with his hands and like. And everybody thought that, like, you know, it looked like a counselor in camp when you want to get the kids, you know. He was like, they say Omin Yishmer Rabba with the call. And, but Nehemiah said, I was like, I said, I wanted to look at the Rebbe to find the Hoggis B'Shasav. But how could you look at the Rebbe? You got to daven yourself. So for a tkufa, Mr. Yemes, he would daven early b'hashkoma, and then he would come to the dispensary, and then he had time to look at the Beis Yisrael. And he saw when he came to Yishmer Rabba, he was a flub fire. The Cyrus HaNefesh was like, but he didn't want to show anybody. So he made believe he's turning around very abruptly and making with his hands for the children to, but really he was on fire, and he was just kind of part of his atelechas. No one should be able to, he had to look carefully, right? Anyway, Nachshon Yonim, just Derek Hagel. So I've now proven to you, Bereishis is connected to saying Om Yishmer Rabba Bekol. Now, any normal person sitting here will look at me like I'm out of my mind. What in the world has got to do with the word Bereishis? Hello? And the evidence says anyone who asks the question is Afinsra Mortz. Because of Fedish Rebel Haturim. Rebel Haturim says, this is the beginning of Bereishis. Come on. How many words are there, Bereishis Baruch Elokim, Ezer Shemayim Vezor? It's 7. How many letters? 28. Where else do you have 7 letters and 28, 7 words and 28 letters? Oh, Yeheshmei Rabba Baruch. 7 words, 28 letters. Hayat the Chetra of 28 and another Hokushet. Yeah? Where else do you have Azach? 7 words, 28 letters? Another very important pasuk in the Chumash. Vayadaber Elikim is called Hadvorah Ma'ela Lamer. Amir Shem Lechem. Introduction to the Ten Commandments. Hello? Also, 7 words, 28 letters. Why? Says the Baal HaTurim, right? Because Kala Oina Omein Yeshmer Rabba Bechol Koichoi is you become a Shutuf HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mai Separations Ki Ilu Yu Mekabel the Torah Misina. That's the connection of Hello? Yeah? This is not about Turim, you know? So the Chaim brings this halacha, it's brought in Kolboy, it's brought in Avraham, and all the classical Rishonim bring this idea of connecting the first pasuk to Omer Yehesh Merabe. That there's Kenim, Balitoysis, the Pirush HaRosh, Alatayr, the Beliak Rosa, the Rivo, the Meshuz is Kenim, the Pirush HaChaim, Paltil, etc. Hello? The only problem is, as the Aderes in his Hagos on the Balaturim says, there is no Maimer Chazal anywhere, not in Shas, not in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, not in Zifro, Zifri, Tzav, Tzav, or any Medrash known to mankind, where it says that a person who says, Omi Yisrael B'chol Kuchoy, Nas Yishutav L'Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Yisrael B'Yisrael. No one today can find me a Maimer Chazal. Now, I saw in the Begodim Chadoshim, it's a Moiridik word. That's short, you know. The Gemara in Shabbos, that's famous Gemara, you all know Gemara. The Gemara says, and then the Gemara said, and if you say, if you mispal better Shabbos, and you say Vayechulu, Nasa Shutav Lagos Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis. It's the whole thing about Shabbos. Where did the Gemara hakararayin, Omen Yehesh Merab, in the middle of the sugya about Kedushas HaShabbos? This statement of Mishu Levi, the Gemara, it's like totally, it's a mystery, it doesn't pass the night. The Pshat is these old Rishonim, the Rosh, the Talitensus had this. Their girsa in the Gemara was both Mamar and Chazal. We wanted to connect Nasa Shutif like a Dishbaruch with my separations by a Chul with the Shetio Gemara. So we said also when you say Omi Yishmanaba, you become a Shutif like a Dishbaruch with my separations. And Agav said, my Mishra Belevi, I'm carrying the exact Dinah Shalom. But that must have been the Maimer Chazal that you become a Shutif like a Dishbaruch by saying Omi Yishmanaba b'chol koichoi, right? Over there. So I see there's two things you become a Shutif with the Eivish. Omi Yishma Rabbo and Shabbos. And Omi Yishma Rabbo is Merumah, says the Chido, in the Pasuk of Bereishis. So you're going to ask me the question, it's all very good, like some crazy rabbi comes up with these wonderful Lutrikan and Gimach. What in the world are they going to do with the Pshat? What's going on? Hello? Just by the way, so when you figure out why that's Shabbos with Omi Yishma Rabbo and how to connect to Bereishis, let me just throw in another Medrash plea. Tachum Parsha Dal, the name of the Parsha. Bereishis Baruch Likim, Yilamdeinu Rabbein. Right? Teach us Allah. Habuina Bayis Chodesh. Right? If a person building a new home, Ketzat Zorach Levorach, how do you make a blessing? Kach Shana Rabbi Seinu, so our rabbis have taught us. You build the Bayis Chodesh, right? You make a bracha Shechionu in order to give Nachas Ruach Liyitzur. Now this halacha, you build a new home, right? And you go with the home is built, make a shechiyah. Very, very important halacha, very whatever, you know. Hello? What in the world they got to do a precious world again? We're a chazahaka right this halacha by the beginning of precious. It's like cash. Cash in the borsh, l'chur. Okay? Let me just ask you a simple question. Torah starts with the base. Everyone tumbles, starting with Yishalmi. But not stama base, a base raps, a big base. Why a big base? Why a base? Why a big base? Yeah, the big base is very important because Bereishis Bara is Gimatria 1116. But a big base says the Chido and others is counted as two. We have it, right? It's 1118, which is Shema Yisrael Hashem Alekeinu Hashem Echad. Which, by the way, in Makoyel is Gimatria Shabbos Kodesh in Moses. Hello? Which fits into the Tikkun Ezeir. It says Bereishis scrambled letter to get the word Yorei Shabbos. So by now, if you're paying attention, you should be totally, utterly confused, right? I'm just taking things which seem to be kashim and borsht, right? Bereishis Bara Likim, which is a very important thing to know, I'd imagine, right? Hello? Connecting it to Yichudilo, to Shema Yisrael, connecting it to making a Shechiyonu when you build a home, connecting it to saying, Omen Yishma Rabba B'chol Koichoy, etc. What's going on? So let me just preface a word that I've said 1,000 times, my favorite verse for Shabbos Bereishis. In the Rishus that you said in your shul probably, for the Chos and Bereishis, there's a line, which is, till it ploys, built move and klal ukal, the bash. You say here, the Gabbai cries out, Alkei maskifin haskhala lashlama bitadira. We always connect the end, lashlama, to the beginning, right? Ad shil yiragil ma'amzu l'shok, in order not to teach Jews to lie. Earth, anyone out there? I've said this about 20 times over the years. What in the world is Maskifin, Haskola, Ba'al HaShlomo, Bittadira, Ad Kadei Shal Yiragel, not at all. So our favorite relative from the Yusuf Bracha, the Moshe Sereva, Moshe Zikavor. He said in Zantazach, I can't find it in my correspondence, I'm like, whatever. How many times does the word Lev, Lamed Beis, appear in Torah? 32 times. I can't, sometimes it's late. 1 second. 32. Why? Because there's Lamed Beis in the Sivas HaChochma, 32 pathways of wisdom, as the Sefer Yetzirah says. And the four, what's right, the Torah is teaching us, you only come to Chochma, unlike psychology, sociology, and Shmriology, whatever they teach in university, right? The only way to come to Chochma is HaTorah, which Chochma is through the heart. Actually, through the heart, to mechaber the moyach in the heart. Like Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, what's the good of having all the money to purchase wisdom if you don't have a heart? The purpose of Torah is to have a height. Therefore, the Torah says there's Lamed Beis in the Sivas HaChachma. Do you only acquire Chachma through heart? Through a Yiddish heart, through a good heart. Or if you say in Davening, Vitairli Beinul of the Chabba Emes, Emes heart. And therefore, the Torah writes the word Lev, Lamed Beis Bam. Says the Moshe Rabbeinu, but there's one pasuk that says the parash Ve'etzei, Vayiknev Yankiv is Lev Lov and Haram. Abli Yigiloiki, he's going. We're talking the Lev of who? Lov and Harami, a Shakran, a Chazman, whatever. How could that, if you have to have a Lev of Emes, how could one of the 32 times Lev be the Lev of Lovan? Therefore, we say in the Shus, Al Kein Maskifin Haschol Lashlemos B'Tidira. We connect the end. Torah ends with the word La'enei Kol Yisrael. What letter? Lamed. And we start off Bereishis Barlegi with the Beis. So you have another left. Daf Nishal Bin Leiv of Love and Arami. You can put them in there. And we have now 32 times left. Okay. So says Yisrael Baruch. It's a murder thing about. I was just thinking about it, like in the middle of the night last night. That's not a vort, you know, you find like the magic, you know, mechanistic, it's a deep vort. So I thought to myself, how much is 30, with our circle, I just sort of, oh, how much is 32 by times 32? 1,024, very good. Which, by the way, just that Amim is Gimachi Havas HaTorah, which is Gimachi Asher Bachor Bono Mikolo Amim. But what's relevant to me is 1,024 is Gematria Beis Rapsi. Beis Rapsi is Gematria 1,024. Hello? You're not going to be, you use your toes. Asher Al came, I found the Columbus discovered America. What am I doing with this? You know? It was gorgeous. Listen. The Givaldig or Tsar Rebbe in the Chedush Torah Tafshin Yud Zayin once said a murder in the Givaldig at Asiyam HaShas. Again, you connect the end to. How does Shas begin? Me'emazai? Koyrin. What does Koyrin mean? Singular or plural? Plural. Why doesn't it say Me'emazai Koyrin Hashem? Or Koyrin plural? Hundreds of them. The Sakhar of the Vriyoyal said a Moirin de Gavort. The famous story, I've said it in the past, it's a Gavali Gavort. Famous story of the Achbitua, the Liskarov, with the Talmud moving of the Holy Yitzmach Moishin, Sakhar of his Elder Zayda. That he came and he went to Il, to the Tzimtzum, and he wanted to go into the Rebbe, but the Rebbe was, the Gabbai said, the Mashmak said, the Rebbe's, you know, learning now. So he stood by the door waiting for the Tzimtzum to be free. When I had it, he puts his ear to the door. So I said the story, I'm really become my Yisrael. He puts his ear to the door, and he's learning Chavrusu with somebody. It's a Shak Matari. Okay, fine. He waits to finish. Suddenly, the Tzimtzum comes to the door. Open the door, let's get up, come on, Shalaychem. Comes in the room, and there's nobody there. And there's no door, there's no window, there's no emergency. So he's like, I don't know. You know, Deiner Rabbeinu, like, who was the, I heard two voices of the Shaklatari here, right? Yeah? I walk in the room, and no one exited, I'm standing by the door, right? Who was the Rebbe learning with? So he looks at him like the famous Tanda Elio, right, Rabbi, and Yalkut, right, Kol Ayoyshev V'Shoina, right. You're sitting alone learning. Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoyshev V'Shoina connected. So this guy was zoichet to hear him. He was able to experience it. Whatever. So the Sakhmer Rebbe said, now I understand the lashon of Chazal. So when you get through 20 minutes, learn a dir shem shabur page a day, and finish, you might, I got no, no, no. It doesn't say kol aloyim halachas b'chol yoyim. It says kol hashoina. What does shoina mean? Kefil, like double, like you. When you learn and the Ebrister is yoyishem and shoina connect doy. Ooh, then you're assured. You use machoishes assured that the chet l'chet. Likewise, it says the Sakhmer Rebbe, when a person says Kriya Shema, and you say Hashem Lekeinu Hashem Echad, and that's Ma'iru Lemaila, the Eber says Mika Amcha Yisrael Ve'echa Boretz. Oh. Therefore it says Me'ein Masai Koirin. You could be sitting in your house in lockdown and whatever, quarantine, whatever. Oh, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yoyishem V'Shoyin Nekenegdoi. Right? And that, by the way, the Chakamer says, the Gemara says, Chagiga, Eina Doima Shoina Pirkei Mea Pomim, which is the Mea Pomim Ve'echad, the Moshem Tevei Mitaich, where you bring the Avers during the equation, because you're Shoina. Anyway, Nachsul Yonim. Hello? Hello? That's part when you learn Torah. Lamed Beis with a heart, with an emes a heart, entirely beinul of the beemes. You have 20, you have 32 times 32. Then you, that leads you to the Beis Rapsi, also 1,024. What in the world am I talking about? Look at the letter Beis. You're not going to be a genius. Right? Say this for children. So the Tikkun Zoyer Tikkun Unches says, what is a Beis? Gimel Gagin Ois Beis. There are three lines basically. You're not going to be a genius. There's a horizontal line on top, there's a horizontal line on the bottom, and there's a horizontal, there's three vows. A vertical line that connects the two horizontal lines. Now, you don't have to have a great sense of creativity to work it out. The three vows, by the way, is brought in Gels Yankin from the whatever, that represent Avram Yitzv Yankin. Whatever, what does it mean? Hello? We know in Zohar it says, famous is a song to the words, so it must be true, because it says, Kudjabrihu, Eirais of Yisrael Kulachat. One line is the Ebrister, the other line is Knesset Yisrael, and the Vav is Eirais, which connects heaven and earth, the Ebrister Knesset Yisrael. Hello? Yeah? What does the letter Vav mean? Just by the way, Derech Agav. By the way, I've said this like 1,000 times. So the famous Vort, Sforum, the Shamalia Rav brings it in a Sefer Teal Bapardis, the name of David Lelov. I said many times, how do you spell Vav, the letter Vav? Huh? It could be three ways. Three ways. Vav Vav, which is 12, Vav Aleh Vav, which is 13, or Vav Yud Vav, which is 22. In the Zmiras and Shabbos, there is literally a Bivovin Tiskater. Bivovin, what does the letter Vav mean? A hook. What does the hook do? It connects. Yeah. Vav is a Vav Achibur, connects. Hello? Yeah? Yeah, no. Vav Aleph of 13. If I say 13, you go to your psychiatrist, you're on the couch, yeah? The first thing that comes to my mind to be 13 is Echad, Amish. And if I say Vav Yud Vav, which is 22, what do the Jews think about 22? The Schaf Bey is asked for the rights, it's 22 letters of Torah. And if I say Vav Vav, 12, which is Echad, Shtem Asr Mi Yud Dei, remember Shvei Zav? Shvatim. So what do you have in the three Vavin? Shvatim. Yisrael, Eirais, and the Kutcherich. The Vavin Tizkater. Are you with me? Yeah. Same thing a Bey is three Vavin put together. I want to give a whole Torah here, Purim, a Hamantash, three Vavin. Whatever, that's another story. Hello? By the way, why did the Ebrister create the world? Don't tell me something fancy. Don't tell me Kabbalah. Don't tell me Akim or Rabchaus. Rashi, beginning of Israel. Beracious because of Torah and because of Yisrael. All are called Beracious. Hello? By the way, just let me just add one word. I thought it was outstanding. I learned something new this year. Hello? You remember it says, "Vayosef Hashem l'kayin ois levilti harugoy kol mitzoy." Right? He put a sign, a mark. What letter? It's machlokes midrash chaluk. The Zoyer said that we kabbled normally. What letter was on Haman's forehead? Avav. Why Avav? What? Kain. Yeah. So what Haman touched before, whatever. Yes, why Kain had a vav on his forehead? I sort of made it think of art, sort of brand new to me. I was like, so this ball. Like 3 o'clock in the morning. It's gorgeous. Like, ah. Says the only shame from the shame of Zalushit Sashem Yikavdom. If you take the Aleph base, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Bay, 111. Bays is Bays Yutav, 412. Etc. Gimel Yud, I work it out. Dalis is Dalav Lamed Tav. Hey, how do you spell hey? Hey, Aleph, hey, Yud. Basic. Kabbalah 101. Right? Vav, we said the three ways. Take all the letters from Aleph to Vav. What is the Gematria together of all the letters, the Bimili? Take a guess. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elikeinu Hashem Elikeinu. What was that veir of Kayin, Chazal say? He was a kofer. He said, less dim, less dying. And now he did tshuva. What is the tshuva? How do you symbolize the tshuva? Till now you're a kofer in the apers of the Balabatskan of the world. So you put an oizvav, which symbolizes Shema Yisrael, Yechudila. What is the purpose of a Jew in this world? The Rebbe Elimelech of Lejen says, the whole Torah with every tzav, every vegan, every rochmer. You know what the purpose is? Shema Yisrael. So says Rebbe Levi Yitzchok, and it is Levi, this week was his yahrzeit, right? People think that Abish the greater Elam Hazeh, because you should run after Alexis or whatever they had in Berditch, whatever. Yeah? The purpose of the world is the Megali Yichud Hashem. The story of the Alter Rebbe, the Pilchus Reises told the Zemel Tzedek, who was born at that time, when his Zaydu with Alter Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, was Balkir, Niflo. One year he put his towels over his head, and he started laying Bereshus Baruch Likim, and he fell for Dvigir on the Sefer Torah, like from Rizikus Man, got up, and he started reading Ezra and Vazoros. The Zemel Tzedek, the stomach, he was Mahar in the Vort, the Vashemdi, Bereshus Bar, the beginning of all Avodas Hashem, is Bora Elikim to Megala the Abishter, where? In Shemayim and Eretz. That's the Tachlos of Yi. Megala Yichud Hashem and all Matzah. That's what it's all about. Okay? That's trapped, by the way, the Beis Rapsi of Bereshus, which is left times left. The Ramel said, Roish Dvorcha Emes. Torah starts off with Emes. Why is Emes? Because the three Vav and make the Beis. And Vav is the letter of Emes. And connecting the Abish to Torah and Yidin. The Abish is Elikim Emes. Torah is called Emes. And Yidin. She'eris Yisrael, Yasu Avu, Yadab Rechazov. Emes. It's Sefer Teves. By the way, since you mentioned it, I also learned Balatur. How many times in Ma'aseh Bereishis does it have Sefer Teves Emes? A few times, yeah. How many? A few times, not good enough for me. Six times. Big for this, Homer, work it out. Six times. The Ojerov and Berbeish asks, why not seven? Why six times? Because you have to be Mamshiv, the Emes Hashem, the Emes of Teira, in all 6 days of Yimei HaMaaseh. Why don't you have what? Why don't you have a seven-time Emes, Sefer Teves, for Shabbos? Because Shabbos doesn't need a remez about Tur. Shabbos alone is Emes. Shabbos is called the Chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chosim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emes. Because Shabbos alone is made on the Ebrish, on the Tzius HaShem. And the B'yah Shemayim Ba'oret, the Chol, the Chol. It's 100. If it's in Toshiv, Mishabos, Im Toshuv, Mishabos, Reglev. Im Toshuv, Mishabos, Rosh Davis, Emes. So well, the reward for Shabbos, V'achalticha Nachlas, Yankiv Aviv. What is the whole purpose of Eid, the world? You live in an oilam. And an oilam is Miloshin Helen, it conceals. And the Abish created Eid, right? To Megala the Emes. What is Yeheshme Rabo? Same idea. The whole, you can figure it yourself. The whole purpose of the Bria is a Eid to Megala and find godliness in heaven and in earth, whatever you do. That's what Shabbos is all about, etc. etc. But let me just. I have no time to elaborate. On Shabbos, there's a famous chapter 92 in Psalms. You all know, right? Otherwise known to be forbidden as Mizmor Shel Yom Shabbos. Who said this Mizmor?
For the Moshe, for Moshe.
When did he say it?
During his lifetime.
What?
During his lifetime.
Okay, that's one day in one Medrash. Pulga, famous Medrash, Pulga, a whole sefer on that. The Rishon met his son, his wayward son, Cain, his Manasseh b'dincho, his Aziz Tshuva, his Prasharti, so is the power of Tshuva, the Yadati. He started singing Mizmor Shuvim Hashem. That's one day in Chazal, right? That's the famous one. In Pirkei the Belezer, it says he was said it on the day of, not when, after Cain killed Hevel, which is much later. The day he sinned, right? You're finished. You're hanging from a lamppost. All of it. Dead. Curtains. End of the act. Right? So Shabbos Kodesh was the Sanhedrin for Adam Rishon. He says, Abish, you created 6 days of the week, and everything was fine and dandy. On me, Shabbos, you're going to kill men? Where's the bracha? Where's my bracha? Where's my kedusha? Said, okay. Says, I'm not going to kill him on Shabbos. Because of that, he was saved from death, and he was saved from Gehenna, and he was given a chance to do tshuva. When Adam HaRishon saw that Shabbos was a Sanhedrin, who was the fence, who stood up to defend him, he said, Mizmor Shiliyam HaShabbos. Then another... Excuse me, I will talk about it. Hello? What? Yeah, I got it. But when did he do tshuva? If you say when, okay, another mentor says he was singing this hymn, this anthem to Shabbos, this is praise of Shabbos. Shabbos said, why are you praising me? Both of us will praise just the Eibishter, and therefore we say when the davening on Shabbos, this guy says, what do you mean Shabbos is Mishabeach? There's actually another girsa in Bavzer Vitri. But our gear say in our siddur, and so is Mishabeach, because Shabbos sings this. But to cut a long story short, I have no time to elaborate, but there's a simple, beautiful word from the part of Sodek, from Schlesinger, from Munsiedel, but it's like a very simple word. What's this Mizmor Shir? Yeah, everything in Shabbos is double. Double portion of man, double punishment, double azara, double azara. Everything in Shabbos is double. Shteik Vosin. Mizmor Shir. You know, funny thing, there's a Mishnah which we say from Talmud, the end of the Sefer Talmud. Why do you say Mizmor Shir on Shabbos? You say this on Shabbos in many Sidurim, right? The Yom Shekul in Shabbos of Nuchal Chayelam. The Mishnah in Talmud only explains why you say Mizmor Shir on Shabbos. It doesn't explain why you say this on Sunday and that on Monday. If you want, you can look up the Gemara Shem Daf Lamed Aleph and get the answer why Sunday this and Monday that. The only one the Mishnah, however, says is Shabbos, which everyone asks, Klapalai, Pum Faker, Ipcha Mestabra. The only one that I do understand without thinking is Shabbos is, why do I say Mizmor Shilia Mashak and Tetzli Ever Shabbos? Everyone else, I don't have. If I wouldn't learn the Gemara Shem Daf Lamed Aleph, I wouldn't know. He says a beautiful fort. It's based on a Pachanitza for a Hutner. It's a very time. In this world, there's a problem. The tzaddik v'ra'lo, yeh v'rosh v'toyvlo, everything is upside down inside. So it appears that during the weekdays I come out, I don't understand what's going on in the world and why people, good people are suffering and wicked people are thriving, etc., etc. Shabbos, in the maral, is Netzach Yisrael. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos, we said before, is the chazora to Gan Eden. Right? And therefore, on Shabbos, just like an olam haba, when it says the famous tzach, who brings from the Brod the Magid, right? That the Oth Gemara says, Pesach in this world for good Mesuris, you say, Atev Amit, bad Mesuris, you say, Dainemes, Le'lum Haba, and then the next world you'll say, for everything. Why would that be? Not because it'll only be good then. So the Chilik is not between the Prophet, the Chilik is that it'll only be good, it's only positive things. No, the fourth is the pasuk says Yeshaya Oit Hashem Ki Anaf to be when Mashiach will come and the world will be Molahar Deyas Hashem. You'll understand the Mafreya why everything which happened had to happen. Retroactive. So even for things that now you'd make a bracha dynamic, so Mashiach will come, you'll then be able to say Atoyv Amit. Right? That's a whole. So a whole week a person sees a reality which he doesn't understand, and there's two separate brachas. Masha'inkin on Shabbos, which is the Chazorah to Gan Eden, to Olam Haba, to 160th of Olam Haba, the Gemara says, then you only, then everything is, that's the kselus, mizmer, shir. Mizmer is the cut, zoymaritzim, shir is round, just the opposite. And he goes, adokantolaber, he goes the whole kapitel tilum. It's the only kapitel tilum, right, where everything, every pasuk is double-edged. It's this side and that side. Work it out yourself. Look at the kapitel, right? And because that's what Shabbos is a taste of the world. If I have time, I'd elaborate the arichus in the floor. This has to do with, are we fish on Shabbos, are we challah on Shabbos? The whole idea of Shabbos is a tikkun for the geirush of other Marishan from... By the way, when it says, by a garish, it says in Pasuk, what does it say in Pasuk? By a garish, the Abishur was megarish, right? Other Marishan. So Chazal Dash, when he was begarish him, he gave him a get, like a gerush, like a get. Why? I can't know how to elaborate, but simply because you can't say gerush from the Ebrister. Because the Ebrister Malei Chal Aretz Gevedi, that's a ponimine. It could only mean he was begarish him, he cut off this. So when it says, Vayika Chazal Dash, he placed him in Gan Eden, it's Bilashun Lekicha. I saw just a word, I'll leave you with this word, it's just a movie you can work. It was something brand new to me. Shocking. I saw the Ari Yitzchok from Yitzchok of Radville. He was Nizgal to him, and his whole sefer is still a chalim, it's a murdering sefer, like an awesome sefer. His father, Michal Zlotcher, was Megal to him in a cholim. When it says by the district's parish, when Chava took from the fruit, Vatikak Mipiria Vatego, what was going on here? I'm just putting it in colloquial language. Chava felt that I'm a partner with Adam in the world. Maybe she made a Zohar in the cave of Boroizam. So everything is 50-50, we all mutual. I once had a chasana, I'll never forget, it was Geirim. A couple of married, they were not Jewish, told you from inside to convert. So I was there, they asked me to be an aide by the Kiddush. Fine. So normally I asked the chasana before the... This was people that were married secularly for 20 years, decided to convert. Like, did you purchase the ring? Yeah. How did you purchase it? Credit card. Can I see your credit card? Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Oh, it was a gansel of the party, it was a London. If you held that Gan Eden, right, you're a women's liberation, 50-50, me and the husband. So everything in the world that there's there, how could you makadish with anything out there in the world? 50-50, it belongs to him, it belongs to her. One second. So what did Chava do? She took a pri from the Hefker. The only thing that they don't belong to Rishut was in, right? She gave it to him. But the Gemara says the Kiddushin Dav Zayin, that the Odom Choshuv, the Hanoah that you get, in that he takes from you, that Gufi Yikim Mekadosh, so she gave it to him. And that's what the punishment was, hello? The woman you consider yourself as a partner. Instead of the Abish that wanted a Bashef, Mishpiyah Mekabel, and the house, Shutzis, right? And you held your husband's in Adam Choshuv, right? That the whole downfall of man came from the Chet Etzadat, when you held that man is the Adam Choshuv. You bring the original word from the Chuy Zepufaket. We say we do a mitzvah, Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvah. So the Ebrish Mekadish us, Moshe Kiddushin, through mitzvahs. Who's the Chosn, who's the Kalir? Let's work it out. Look where I was taught in school, right? The Ebrish the Chosn, Kvayachol, and the Ebrish. So how is he Mekadish us with the mitzvahs that we do? Because the Ebrister Zecher is the Adam Choshuv, right? The Hanoah that the Ebrister gets that from the mitzvah, actually the son of the mitzvah, because he has a Noah, we have a Noah, the Ebrister has a Noah, and therefore from that comes the Kiddush. Why am I telling you this? The Ebrister gives, what I'm saying now is a mashor in Shabbos, daf yud. When the Gemara says that the Ebrister told Moshe, Matonah, Toiv, Yeshua, Miskinoz, and Shabbos, Shmoah, Lech, Vidim. Pshat is every Shabbos, especially this Shabbos, with the Yisoid of all Kedusha Shabbos, is going back to Gan Eden. If you have a trip back to Gan Eden, you could chap. Shimon Schwab used to say, Adam Rishon, how tall was he?
500.
2 days. One is Bisoifoy Lematsoifoy, one is Bihoretz Arakia. Tough to Shabbos. Yeah, Lamal. So Shimon Schwab said, I'm going to think of it. Never before. People have these Makshirim today, these phones, right? Today you could sit in Borough Park, you know every Lashon Hara in Gula. You could sit in here, you know what's going on in Australia, right? You could be either Misoifa Ulam Vatsoifa, or you could be Mi'ahoras at Arakia. So a whole week right? You're nova not beoris, art is gashmis. Shabbos, you're able to go back to Gan Eden. You can be toyin from the Eitz Chaim, from the mola oris there's Hashem. So make sure when you sit at your Shabbos table, you're not talking about Donald, whatever his name is, or the Brexit guy, and all these rubbish viruses, right? Make sure that the conversation, or what you're talking about, what you're cooking on Shabbos, they become outside of the Shabbos. One day, cut out the world, and just deal with Kedusha, deal with davening, deal with learning, deal with tzaddikim, deal with divrei Torah, right? And then we're able to get the bitoya from the Eitz Chaim, and we go back to the Olam Haba the whole year.